JMV here with Brian Kahn from Floors to Your Home. Fans, if you're shopping for flooring of any kind, you need to check these guys out. You're going to have the most incredible, totally hassle-free shopping experience ever.
JMV, we really appreciate you saying that. That's our goal every day, to offer our customers a quick, easy, and hassle-free experience at all of our Floors to Your Home locations.
Fans, it works like this. You see the product you like, it's going to be cheaper than anywhere else, that's for sure. Then you can immediately take it home with you or have it installed.
That's right. No hassle, no special order. Just see it, buy it, and take it home or have it installed.
Like 3 rooms of hardwood, laminate, or waterproof flooring starting at just $349, and they have everything in stock. I'm doing my whole house, and believe me, this is the best shopping experience you'll ever have.
3 convenient locations, Avon, Noblesville, and Brookville Road.
Who gives the quickest, easiest, and most hassle-free buying experience?
Floors to Your Home. That's who.
We got to start the show as it usually should start. This is like the best way you could start a show right now on the Andy Mohr Automotive Group Hotline. From the Pacers as they prep for that first round matchup in the East against the Milwaukee Bucks. That begins with game one on Sunday. Aaron Nesmith joins us now. Aaron, thank you for the time. How are you?
Hey, thank you for having me.
Brother, I told the bosses here, the powers that be, we should start the show every single day just like this. Thank you very much.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
It would. Well, it'd be a hell of a lot better than what it normally is, let me tell you, with me here. But I'm kind of curious as to your mindset. You go through where it's, you know, almost every other night, it seems. And I know you guys are practicing and working, but would you rather have a quicker turnaround going into the postseason, or are you okay with preparation, practicing, and getting a little bit of rest before you start out Sunday against the Bucks?
I think it's good to get a little bit of rest and to get some extra time to game plan, for the series and, work on what we need to work on. But at the same time, I do think it's a little bit long, and getting into the game quicker would help us as well.
Speak for yourself here. What are the things that you could maybe not lose entirely, but things that may go away because you're not in your normal basketball routine?
Yeah, now we have to make sure we do a good job of simulating game actions just to make sure we have our rhythm on Sunday. And, since we will go like a full week without playing, you don't want to lose a step or, lose reads that you'd make easily throughout the course of a game. So just kind of fine-tuning those things and finding a happy medium with rest along with keeping yourself at the high level of basketball operation.
It is Aaron Nesmith of the Pacers on the Andy Mohr Automotive Group Hotline. Pacers-Bucks coming up on Sunday. That is game number one. We'll get into that in just a second. But overall, from start to finish, and I do want to get into the final 8 games. I thought that would be crucial for you guys, and as it turned out to be, it was, and you guys were really good in the final 8. But overall, what'd you think about the way that you and your teammates played and this team evolved over the course of this long NBA season?
I thought we did a lot of things well this year. And as a unit, I thought we did a good job of working on the things that we needed to work on. Like, we started this year pretty low in defense and in defensive rankings throughout the NBA. And by the end of the season, I think we finished top 15. So that's something that we really worked on, and we focused, and we made a difference. Every time we had a lull in the season, we always responded. And anytime we had a must-win game, we always won the game. So I think we did a good job with those things.
Are you the individual defensive guy? And I'm taking Miles out of the equation just for a moment, because he's certainly noted for his blocks and his rim protection. But are you this team's – you take the toughest guy on the wing. Is that you? Is that your responsibility?
I would say it's my responsibility, but it's also, give Andrew Nembhard his love as well. He does a great job guarding the main guys as well. So I would say it's me, him, Miles, Pascal has tough assignments. It's a team effort,
And you talk about team defensively here, and you guys have gotten better over the course of the season. What one area that you've gotten better is to be able to check on that perimeter. What's that involve? How do you get better from where you were at the beginning to where you feel you are right now defensively, starting with what you do and how you contain on the perimeter?
I mean, just trying to be the best version of myself every day and realizing my flaws and realizing where, you know, I need to be better, keep my hands back, keeping my fouls down, being more aggressive into the ball. And, you know, it all comes with time and experience. And every time I get to guard these, you know, amazing players, I just continue to get better myself.
So Aaron Nesmith with us. By the time you get to the end of the season, do you know all the plays? For example, will you know all the plays that the Bucks are going to run beginning Sunday?
I mean, yeah. I'll try my best to learn their plays and, you know, learn what they call them. That way, if, you know, throughout the course of the game, I might be able to sniff something out. But, yeah, any advantage helps.
It's funny, too. When you grow up playing basketball, everybody goes through this. It's like you're explained. You know, when you're an individual defender, you're supposed to be able to take the offensive person you're guarding to wherever you want them to go, right? And I'm assuming, and that's a great philosophy. It is when you're younger. But when you get to that level, it probably doesn't happen very often. The evolution of playing defense and how you have grown as a player, you know, going all the way back, you know, obviously through college and then where you are right now. It's been amazing, but what's been the biggest change for you?
Something you
have to know every single time now that you never even thought you would have to know on a night in, night out basis before.
I mean, I have to always be locked in, like guarding these, you know, top tier talents. I have to make sure, like, I can't rest on any play. You know, sometimes, especially in college, you know, when I was asked to do more on the offensive side of the ball, some dudes can relax on defense and maybe take a playoff or two. I can never do that. I always have to be locked in from the minute the ball jumps. I got to be ready. My attendance got to be up for any actions, you know, heading my way. Because they do a good job of disguising them these days. They got to be sneaky in these actions.
So I have to alert. Yeah, and like the whole philosophy of taking the offensive player where you want him to go just kind of goes out the window, right, by then?
At that point, it's just knowing tendencies and knowing who you're guarding.
Does that affect your offense? Being so locked in, being so in a zone to play defense and knowing how your teammates are counting on you to do that, especially on the wing with all these talents, does that at all take away from your approach offensively?
I mean, sometimes it takes a minute to, you know, especially like in the beginning of the season, getting your legs under you. It can definitely affect your offense some. Just like stepping into your shots can be short just because you're using so much energy on the defensive side of the ball. So it comes with time, but eventually it all works together.
He is Aaron Nesmith of the Pacers on the Andy Moore Automotive Group hotline. Aaron and his teammates get the Bucks game number one in Milwaukee coming up on Sunday. You guys were really good regular season against Milwaukee, 4-1 in that series. How much of that, because things have certainly evolved and or changed since you guys last played. I mean, hell, it's been about 3 months. Is there any carryover, anything you can take away, or is this going to be a blank canvas beginning Sunday?
I mean, it's a different team than we played earlier in the year. It's a different coaching staff. They play differently. So there are some things that we can take from those 5 games that we played them, but we can't sit here and act like just because we beat them 4-1, you know, in early January and before that it's going to happen again. We got to still game plan the same. We still got to go out there and earn this series win.
You were as effective as anybody in the NBA against the Bucks over the course of the regular season. And I even think the Bucks players, I know Giannis had mentioned this a couple of different times after losses to you guys, that it was the pace. You know, it was almost like that they were out of gas at the end of the game. Could you tell in these matchups in the regular season that maybe, you know, how you play, the pace in which you utilize offensively does kind of run them and did run them out of gas at various times?
That's just our brand of basketball, and, you know, we can't change that for no matter who we're playing. And, you know, that's their job to figure out, you know, how to keep up with us. But we're going to keep that pace. We're going to keep playing our brand of basketball. And like you said, hopefully that does run them out the gym.
So you think you're going to be able to play at the same pace or at the very least a similar offensive pace in the postseason? Because historically speaking, when an NBA postseason comes in the playoffs, it's a lot about defense. It's a lot more about defense. And that's something I don't want to see you guys lose, is that pace of play. How is that in the postseason now in a best of seven affect you guys? Are you looking for that? Is that something that may occur? Or are you prepared to just kind of go the way that you've guys have gone over the course of the regular season until this point?
I mean, I think that's on, that's on us. Like, that's on, it's our job to make sure that we keep playing with that same pace and not let them dictate what we're doing. And I think the people perceive the game as slowing down some, and it's defense, just because, I mean, these teams, they scout each other so much, you know each other's plays. It becomes harder to just run offense free-flowingly sometimes in the playoffs, I say. So for us, it's got to be, we got to do a good job of continuing to play our brand of basketball and not let them dictate what we do.
How many fouls did you end up with on Sunday total?
I'm not sure. I think three.
Oh, because there were like three that didn't look like fouls. So really zero.
Yeah. Tell me about it. Yeah.
Is that a case of officials, and believe me, they do it, they're just not going to own it, and I get it. I don't think the NBA would want to see them own it, but it's just kind of an anticipation type of call. And it looked like in most of the cases I saw, at least the three I saw, there was more of an anticipation going on there than anything else.
Yeah, I didn't think there were fouls either. You know, I'll admit when I fouled, but I didn't think those were fouls. I thought those were pretty soft calls, especially with how they had been refereeing the game the last couple of weeks leading into the playoffs, and then, you know, the last game before the playoffs, you go back to refereeing fairly soft. So it didn't make much sense to me, but, you know, that just, she goes to show, you know, I just got to be that much better with showing my hands, and, you know, I'm going to have a tight leash.
Yeah, it's funny, too. It kind of seems like, and I don't know this, and you can answer this, but it seems like officials will give you a little bit more wiggle room in what you say to them after a foul call if they believe that there is some question in the call they just made. Is that true?
I don't know. I think they all kind of take whatever we say with a grain of salt, you know? Okay. Like, it's, yeah.
All right. I wouldn't want to say anything like that right now either, so that's a really smart call by you going into the postseason here. It's Aaron Nesmith with us. You were a part of this, obviously a part of the games and a part of the four wins. How much of a rivalry do you see your team and the Bucks being right now? Is it as much as people will talk about around the NBA?
I mean, people could talk and, you know, make speculation on, you know, whatever they want to about our series. But for us, we just have one goal in mind, one focus, and we're not really worried about, you know, whatever everybody else has to say.
Did as far as, do you know you get to a team when a couple of different times, as they did, Aaron, over the course of the regular season in losses and even in a win, that they kind of respond that way? Do you know that you – do you feel like you're getting to a team in a good way when there's a response like that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, for sure. I think – yeah, I would agree.
How do we know? What did you find out in any of those games, right? Give me a great example of it. I'm not trying to get any bulletin board material out of you, don't get me wrong, but yeah. I'm just kind of curious. Any of those circumstances – because there's a lot going on. You were involved with one – with Giannis down low, and then his brother ran off the bench and had 19 people try to hold him back and all that. Was that the moment, or was there a different moment where you could tell got to him?
There was one game, the one game they beat us, you know, I think they just picked up their physicality because we had kind of been pretty physical with them the last couple of games. So I think they just kind of, you know, they just got tired of losing to us. But we're going to come out with that same mindset. And like I said, we just got to play our game.
Do you at all even think about the fact that maybe this Bucks team will be without their best player for a game, maybe even two here? Does that even go into your mind, or are you just kind of laser focused regardless here?
I mean, I think we're kind of laser focused regardless. Whether he plays or whether he doesn't play, we'll be prepared and ready.
Let me tell you this. Have you thought about game three, game four? Have you thought about a home playoff game? You saw that Boston game, right? And the play-in back on that Monday earlier this season and how jacked up the place was. Can you imagine what it's going to be like coming up next weekend?
Yeah, I was thinking about that on my drive home today. I'm super excited to see what Gainbridge is going to feel like, what it's going to sound like. You know, even what it's going to smell like. Everything about the arena is about to be different in game three and game four, and I'm just super excited for it.
Oh, man. And like I said, that Boston game, I thought earlier this season was a pretty good example of what it could be like, but it's probably going to be even better than that, in full disclosure.
It's probably going to be even better than that, which is insane because that place was rocking.
Yes. Was that the loudest you've ever – well, I mean, you were in Boston. I'm sure they had loud moments too, but
– that's a good arena over there, but that Boston game in Gainbridge this year for the in-season tournament was an incredible atmosphere.
Ah, well, they've been on board with you all season. There's no doubt about that. So
definitely have.
And it should be fun. And it's been a while around here. I mean, the last time was, you know, inside the bubble, which was a hell of a lot different for everybody. And then since that point in time, there's been a drought. So you've got, what do they call it? They still say thirsty. You've got thirsty fans out there.
Yeah, we've kept them waiting. So now it's time to give them a show.
Hey, fantastic regular season so far. Keep it going coming up here in the postseason. And always enjoy talking to you. And whenever Chrissy sets you up to, like, come on with me at 3 o'clock knowing you start out the show, let's do that because it always makes the show better. Okay?
Yes, sir, absolutely. You let me know.
It's like when you stroke. If you go out there and your first shot's a three and you knock that down, you're feeling pretty good, right? That's how I feel right now.
Absolutely. You know it's going to be a good day.
All right, man. I appreciate you. Best of luck.
All right, you guys be good.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.